Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health care, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
This is the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, the international
host. Hail,
away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
We working on it, people. We working on it. Letting y'all know, man, we're working on moving to a new network. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Paranormal Soup Network, PSN Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm still working on some things. You know what I'm saying? To move on, people, we got to move on to bigger and better things. You know what I'm saying? And that's what time it is. We currently got 17,369 people, man. I need 2,000. I don't know shit. I need 20,000 to party, goddamn. We need 20,000 to party. You know what I'm saying? Coming up on 400 show. You know what I'm saying? Celebration for 400 shows. And been putting it in, people. You know what I'm saying? Been getting it in. You know, much love to everybody been riding out. Miss Thompson Triple X, you know what I'm saying? My old co-host, Miss Sinai, Goofy Bone, Setty J, I'll Be the Wise One, Heavenly Angel, Sweet D Love. Just last night, and Jay, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, these are people that made this show happen, you know what I'm saying? Shiro, man, his whole fine self. I know I'm leaving out 1,000 million people, but, you know, it's all good. She giving a little shout-out love to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? Because today is Freak the Fuck Out Friday, and y'all already know what we do here, you know what I'm saying, on Freak the Fuck Out Friday. Basically, We freak the fuck out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, do some crazy shit. Got some people coming through, you know what I'm saying? Might even have some ladies come up in here later on today, you know what I'm saying? Get your all that goddamn screaming and shit. You know what I'm saying? We'll be with all that.
Oh, groovy, baby.
And I got some new music. I know KG sent me the song. I already had it, though. But shout out to K Chisel, you know what I'm saying? I played it yesterday, and it's Fuck With Me. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we do it. So Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you already know what's on your mind.
Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And maybe my homegirl out there, Miss Kim, you know what I'm saying? Hope you get better, girl, you know what I'm saying? Shit. She had a couple of little problems, you know what I'm saying? Little problems there, man. And, but it's all good because she'll be back up and running. All right? So, without further ado, we're going to get into some music real quizzes-like, you know what I'm saying? This is Wrecking the Game Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up at 813.webs.com, or you can go to youtube.com/813battles, and you know what I'm saying, you can hear it live, what we do, you know what I'm saying, representing TAMPA, 813, Tampa, Florida, all the way to the Netherlands and everywhere in between, and I mean in between.
Yeah. I gotta put my hat down real low on this one. Yeah. I got my black hat on, I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors, let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderfield, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block, deep floors, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug, ain't never went to jail, selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way, and I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me, I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that mean the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let them back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let them back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the stars, to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street, God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, love the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God loves the hood, love the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you a cynic. And like any lover who's been scorned, maybe you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm gonna sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny and hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I made you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood.
That bitch is misunderstood. Misunderstood. Live up in here, people. Let me give y'all a quick warning, man.
11300, narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please.
Oh, did I say that? And we live, people. We up in this motherfucker, man, trying to...
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs, just to see what it's like.
Hello, woman weed.
Yeah, croutons, my nigga, croutons.
Yeah. What are you out and about? What the hell?
Oh, man, I'm out on the streets right now. I gotta get some new tires for the Charger. So that's gonna be like $300 for two front ones. Then I gotta go get some brake fluid, and I gotta get some spark plugs. I'm gonna swoop up the Charger this weekend. And yeah.
Tune it up. Who work
tune
on the
up,
car?
Bitches. What's up?
Who work on the car?
What was wrong with it? Nothing. I'm just gonna tune it up.
No, I said who works on the car?
Oh, the homeboy Lexo.
We're gonna call. Shout out Lexo. I ain't working on shit.
Hey, so what's going down with you, Smelly? What's popping today?
Oh man, this is just freak the fuck out, man. I'm trying to. Actually, I'm back and forth. I'm making up my CDs. I got my $2 holler back on and popping down here and shit. So I got to spot my CDs back up and shit. You know. Doing what I got to do to get up right, you know what I'm saying? Get ready for this Kentucky trip. And I bought January 9th, we're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky again because we're doing another seminar, but we're going to move it to Kentucky.
Say that again?
The seminar we just did this past weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to actually move it and do it again in January, but it's January 9th, but it's going to be in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky.
The same seminar, but it's going to Kentucky?
Yeah. And then we're going to bring some Tampa artists that want to perform and want to make the trip. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, plus whoever signs up in Kentucky, you know what I'm saying, to come and participate. So that's the gear, you know what I'm saying, and move the bitch state to state and do the seminar state to state, you know what I'm saying, which is really a good look for the artists. So, you know. And it's a good connect, you know what I'm saying? That's what I've been saying that, you know what I'm saying? Take this state to state and, you know, get the hell on out of Florida, man. And shit, the best way to do it is everybody get together and we get the fuck up out of here. Janu says she already planning on making the trip. And so she going to come through and do her thing. So, you know, it's a good look. I went down that bitch about three times before that, though, so...
You should bring Johnny to California.
Yeah, Cali. Ballin' out, Cali, boy. Ballin' out. Just to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, quick heads up. Coming from Miss Michelle DeFosse. Street Hustlers Magazine presents. I don't know why the hell they keep talking about some MD promotions. That don't make no sense. But anyway, the official two-man army is November 4th. Going down Club Nouveau, 1701 North Franklin Street. I don't know what the hell is going down, but all right. The official Tang Squad, I guess they're going to be performing. But the flyer is not clear enough. But hey. On the back, it says, Street Hustlers Magazine presents Beauty of the City. Do you got Tang in your city? Come rep your city. Looking for the artists, males and females, models, artists, and dancers. Plus size models needed. Top finalists will receive placement in Street Hustlers Magazine calendar. Exclusive interview by Street Hustlers Magazine, Tasha Ellis. Free photo shoot by Kendrick Lawan. Video shoot by GLH Ambition. Also featured in the movie Lost Key. Radio interview on Maximum Reality Radio. The Dre D Show. Shout out to Dre D. And also we'll be able to model in the Condé Couture, Condé Candy, whatever the fuck that is, fashion show. And calling all DJs, come rep your skills and bring your tank. Which that don't make no sense because it's only going to be one DJ, which is Grand Eagle. But if you want to register, contact... new names, Miss General, which is Michelle DeFosse, at 727-678-3519, and Colonel Brown, right, which is Marcus Brown, at 321-225-1054. Hit them up at the official twomanarmy.com or wix.com/mbpromotions/promotions. Sponsors needed and vendor tables are available for the event. And there you go. You've been blasted. And, yeah. Got your promo out now. She asked me to do that. So I want to.
Shout out to Cyanide.
Yeah, shout out to Cyanide. He was on my show last night. Much love to that brother.
Oh, hanging out late. I'll be at the motherfucking club. What? Motherfucking club. Shout out to Broke Hoes, too, man. Not a good shout out either. I mean, y'all motherfuckers shout out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is a hood bar that don't put one fucking flyer out but expect motherfuckers to come to the club just because, you know what I'm saying, bitches been coming to the club. But not giving a fuck about three other new clubs that open up around town, you know what I'm saying? That cater to the same crowd and then wondering why, you know, people is going to other motherfucking clubs and shit and ain't coming to your goddamn establishment. I mean, the dudes running that place, man, I don't know what the fuck they smoking on, but, you know, it's crazy. Shout out to our parents, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I don't really know. Tell moms and pops to say, our Lord, Coleman Wheat. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're talking about Cyanide parents, people. Yeah. I got Netherlandian parents, you know what I'm saying? Dutch parents. Yeah, that we represent. All right, so we over here from Florida, Cali, you know what I'm saying? That full Cali effect, man. You know, live. Y'all want to hit us up, 347-237-5125. And it's all the way live up in this Muda Neca. You don't want to play?
Muda Neca.
This Muda Neca. Got a little act of food for y'all, man, because I got to run upstairs. I put two CDs together, and I'm going to zip it and then send it to you. You know what I'm saying? So you can have the whole mixtape. So I'm going
okay.
to zip that.
Hey, that one song you sent me yesterday, in the Next Top Mop?
Oh, yeah.
Where's that
Mayer?
Brother from?
Yeah, Jay Mayer. I just met him at the conference. He performed at the seminar, I mean.
Oh, but you don't know where he's from?
He's from here. He's from somewhere around here.
Oh, okay.
He's from Tampa. I mean, you know, from Tampa, Florida somewhere.
All right.
Matter of fact, why you want to talk to him, I can get his ass on the line if I can. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me play his song, and then I'll... And then I try to ring him up and see if we can get him on the phone. How about that? This is Jay Mel, people. This is our Next Top Model. Some new shit right here we got coming out of Wrecking the Game Radio. blasting all the way over in Cali. Y'all already know how we do, man. No bullshit. Just breaking independent records, huh? One fucking artist at a time.
Hey, Ryan. I'm looking for that next top model. So give me your assistance.
So baby, I'm a stripper.
Like Trina, swagger like Nicki. Got the girl envying, quick, call Miss Piggy. Shorty know she bad, just by the way she walk. Looking at her cover toe, and she let me have a screaming, oh, like a Marianne. Sorry, hun, didn't mean to go that deep in ya. Switch it like a switcher, it's J-Mail the huncho. Twist and shake it, walk around like you at a fashion show. But I'm a judge, and everybody can't touch
it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach J-Mail. Hey, what's happening, Bo? This DJ smells so good, man. I met you at the conference over the weekend.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, and just letting you know, I got your music. I told y'all, you know what I'm saying, I got my own radio show. So I got you on, you know what I'm saying, in rotation. And a friend of mine from Cali, you know what I'm saying, San Jose, California, wanted to know a little bit more information about you. So I thought I'd hit you up and see what's popping with you.
I'm all news right now.
All right, hey, Goofy Bone.
What's poppin'?
Okay, there you go. Now you got the music, right? You got it.
Yeah, I got the music. I played it last night. I already have like 3 emails of some chicks saying that they want to know where that guy's from.
Now I'm from Polk County, Winter Haven, Florida.
Oh, okay, Winter Haven. I thought I seen 863. I didn't know which side that was though.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I said Tampa, but to be exact, it's Polk County, goddammit. That's to be exact. You know
hey, Tampa is my home away from home.
Oh yeah, know that. And let me ask you, how long you know what I'm saying? Now, first of all, your product looks presentable. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was impressed by. And I know you heard me getting on people. You know what I'm saying? When I set up on the panel about you know how you present your shit to a DJ. And you know what I'm saying? So this is looking good and looks correct. But how long you been out doing your thing?
Man, to be honest with you, you know, I had the passion for music ever since I was 12 years old, and I didn't take initiative of it until I was going into high school. You know, we had formed a little group called Buckeye Thugs, you know what I'm saying? And it was, you know, we started doing our little rapping thing as we got older. I just stayed with it out of the bunch, and, you know, I done got good at it, and hopefully one day it all pays off for me because I have a real strong passion for this music, and there's nothing that I would want more than to see my name up in lights and be able to look at this hard road and journey that I done came down to get to where I'm trying to reach.
All right, hey, let me bring somebody else in.
Timmy!
Uh, 818, you live on Regular Game Radio. What's happening?
Did he say Polk County? Polk County's in the house. The solution is, how you doing, DJ Smell So Good? Man, that's crazy because me and Marty sitting here like, man, we about to listen to some DJ Smell So Good today. And then I hear Cole Bowdock, and then he say he from Polk County? I'm from Bartow, man.
Jay Mail, as a matter of fact, and I'm gonna send y'all this you know what I'm saying, in a few minutes I'm gonna send y'all your song over.
We'll definitely
put it on rotation on our show.
Polk County is in
and on T Mill's show too. T Mill got a show.
I couldn't
that's
even
coming
believe
back
that.
Up.
I couldn't even believe that when
sure.
That was funny. He said, I'm from Polk County, Winter Haven. I said, he's right down the street.
How many songs do you have of his, DJ?
Right now, just the single. Now we had an indie artist seminar this weekend. He was Sunday. Shouts out to Miss Mouth, and he was he performed, and you know what I'm saying, he was one of the artists at the seminar. Actually, you know, I got you on video too.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, matter of fact, because I videotaped. I videotaped all the performances.
Put it on YouTube, man. We ain't putting stuff on YouTube. We got to talk to him about
I don't do the video. I do websites. Yeah, the YouTube is, it's cool, but you know what I'm saying? You want that personal, you want personal views. You know what I'm saying? YouTube is limited. You know what I'm saying? So if you direct traffic to your own website, you actually get more hits than YouTube ever could. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I found that out, doing my 813 battles and stuff like that. So
take a look at what Dame Dash is doing on Creative Control. Let me see what the link is. It's creativecontrol.tv.
DJ Smell So Good. He said he hoping this thing happen for him. I said, man, he don't know. It just happened. We about to do something with Polk County. It just happened,
what
man.
What we do, man. And I'm really trying to encourage artists, you know, to really invest in the internet radio. You know what I'm saying? Because internet radio hosts and anybody who's involved in internet radio are real personal. You ain't gonna find no FM or AM station that's gonna call you up and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I like your music. I'm playing your music. And I'm gonna send your shit to a couple.
We're redoing
stations.
It. You remember how radio was back in the day? Back in the day, radio was about people connecting. You know, before it turned into payola, it was about people connecting. Now we got an opportunity to do it all over again in a bigger scale. Because right now our shows, DJ Smell So Good. You're in Florida, DJ Smell So Good.
I'm in LA.
You know what I mean? So it's like now, and I have our audiences are everywhere. I mean, where's Sinai at? Ain't he in Norwegia?
No, he's in the Netherlands. Yeah.
Oh,
but
in the Netherlands. I knew it started with an N.
And it's cold, but both places. Yeah. It don't matter. You
same thing.
Cold, nigga. You
Netherlands,
cold, nigga.
Netherlands, Norwegian.
Yeah.
You know, but that just shows you how global your stuff is, and things change instantly. So in this, you calling to the show, you meeting DJ Smell So Good, you know what I mean? It's like now you connected to a greater network, and that's how it works, and our networks have networks.
You got to call in and sign up on the VIMRradio.com for the Fanatics contest,
too.
It's a digital download worldwide.
A digital distribution
fact,
deal.
Hey, Jay, you got a pen and pad by you?
Right on this, right now.
Yeah, write this, because this is another show that I'm going to hook you up with, so you can, you know what I'm saying? And what I need you to do is just tell your people, you know what I'm saying, you know your song is here. You know your song is going to be played on these different radio stations. I mean, the responsibility of you as an artist is to help us help you. So you have to have your friends call. Just like you try to have your friends call, you know, 94.1 that's on here. It ain't going to be no love, because they're going to tell you need at least 1,000 fans a day calling in order to get your song in rotation. And this is what motherfucking Buckwheat told me. So I had to cut his ass out and say, that's bullshit. So, you know, and that's coming directly from, and the other told me, and if you call the radio station, they will tell you they ain't DJs. That shit pissed me off.
Oh, no, they're not.
What the hell are you doing? No, we're radio personalities. We're not DJs. You know what I'm saying? So it's a difference. They're not there to break records. They're not there to help artists, period. They're there to get paid and play music.
Shoot, they need to build up their own little situation at that point.
Right. So, I mean, artists be thinking that the radio station is there to help them. Actually, they just there to entertain. They don't give a fuck about any artist. If you get your music on the station, it's cool. If not, they still going to play their top 40 for motherfuckers who paying them to play their music. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you hear now on the radio. Sorry about that. I had to get Cali back up in here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, the Bruce hung up on me, motherfuckers.
Uh-oh. Oh, dang. What time that is. All right, so we got Goofy Bone up in the building. You know what I'm saying? This is San Jose, California. We got Marty Thordez and Mr. Mike from VIM Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? Representing. And where y'all at again?
We in the Valley, Canoga Park.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay, L.A., Los Angeles. So
we're
going to
have a freaky show on DJ
Smell
So Good, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're doing, man, but it's going to be, we having a guy, his name, he's starting the first.
In the White Shadow.
Yeah, he was the White Shadow.
Larry Flash Jenkins.
Larry Flash Jenkins. he is promoting, he's doing the first pilot series for a swingers reality show. Oh man! Oh,
and we're
God.
Hey, and we're going to the party on on Saturday. Yeah. DJ smells so good.
I hope I find a girl
party,
like he was rapping about. I hope we see some girls that
right.
got a Coke bottle.
Right. Hey, check it out though. Give him y'all information real quick. You know what I'm saying? So when I send him the music and stuff, when I send you the music, you already, you know what I'm saying, have a heads up, and he'll have a heads up of what's going on.
Okay, you can reach us. Our contact is 818-773-0525. That's office.
You said that like you was being. You said that like it's a different number.
Shit, that's Monty Torres in the solution.
and the email address is V as in Victor, I, M as in Mary. I feel like I'm in a movie. That music playing in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give
you. I was looking for a nigga to punch
a
shoe. I was looking for a nigga to punch a shoe like a cookie crook or something.
Yeah,
because
I'm feeling like I got some bell bottoms on and platforms, and I'm about to
y'all
do
gonna,
that.
Y'all gonna get off the porn dude. You gonna get off the porn dude.
V-I-M, V as in Victor, I, M as in Mary, New Media, N as in Nancy, E-W Media at Gmail. And then you go to vimradio.com and build a profile there, and we'll connect you with the Fanatics. If you go to vimradio.com, hit the thing that says Fanatics, and that'll tell you all about the digital distribution deal contest that's going on right now.
All right, so your address is vimewmedia@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's correct. DJ Smoke So Good, where you get this music at? For real.
What, my porn?
He stole it from me.
Porn music. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what that is?
That's what Bobby Paul right there.
Oh, man.
This is Debbie Does Dallas porn music right here.
Wow.
He just smells so good. Where are you from? Man, I didn't even know you was from Florida all this time.
Man, come on, brother. Man, with
that's
the accent.
That's ridiculous.
I ain't gonna say the accent. With the way I talk, I wouldn't think I was from anywhere else.
Did you think he was from Florida? Yeah.
I knew he was from Florida, but I didn't know what part.
I'm
Tampa,
man.
I'm right down the street.
I'm right down the road from Polk County. Yeah,
we got another show down there.
We got another show in Barstow. It's called That's What I Said.
Yeah, from
with
Sharon
D. Carter. Yeah.
That's what
Polk County
said.
Represents.
Right.
Y'all come down to Polk County, y'all need to have me on that show.
That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, no, that's Plant. That's Plant City. I'm thinking about Plant City. Shouts out to DJ Slow Motion over in Plant City. That's my one of my homies I'll be forwarding in this music too. We got a block party Sunday, matter of fact.
Man, I gotta go back.
Right there in Plant City. So if you're trying to hang out, we're gonna be having that thing swinging. We're gonna have that thing swinging. I think that's October 10th. Yeah, right over in Plant City. It'd be the Plant City. So anybody, any artists out there interested in coming through, and we will have mics. So you know, if you ain't scared to perform, I'm always gonna put a motherfucker.
No, I'm scared to perform. I never perform.
Well, yeah, I know that. I mean, judging by the videos.
Dang, I think somebody just got that brother hit me
cold.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to be a performer, you can't be having no stage fight. Polk County didn't say that, did he? Because we ain't scared of nothing.
No, I was just playing around.
It's Goofy Bone, right? I was just playing around and shit.
Hi, Goofy Bone.
Goofy Bone in the house.
How are you?
I'm doing good, darling. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
Man, y'all sound like y'all kicking it this morning early. Y'all got it cracking.
Blowing it up in the sky.
Man, go ahead on.
Oh, you
think it smells so good?
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, we up here, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do. After I hang up, play this song and hang up, I'm going to play this motherfucking Tate Dism. You know what I'm saying? Point of mind. I'm going to call Tate Dism ass up. Because this song right here, man, I got another song. But it's really, you know what I'm saying, directed towards the most crabbing assholes that be at the club. And he points them out. Now, you have to understand when I play the song to what I'm really talking about. This ain't no Next Top Model. I'm talking about these crabbing assholes that, you know what I'm saying, they say they're going to do this, but then they don't. And other ones, then their friends going to talk to, oh, well, I'll fuck you if she don't. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he points all
well,
that
out. Shout out to the hoes. Shit, I love hoes like that.
Yeah, I mean,
they nice. I mean, I guess at least they don't fill in.
You know what it is?
When a girl don't, you know.
What it is that holes like that are necessary.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's necessary. Everybody plays their role.
They keep the economy moving. They keep the satisfaction flowing.
Exactly. It's all in rotation.
Yeah.
It's a female.
I like fellacious women. Ain't nothing wrong with fellacious women.
Yeah, right. Hey, real quick, J Mel, let me give you my information, man, so you can keep in contact and hit the radio show up. Right here, you can call in live Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. You know what I'm saying? That's our time. Area code 347-237-5125. If that wasn't country enough for you, 347-237-5125. We don't say seven. You're seven. You know what I'm saying? Seven. We all lie. We always lie. And that's a blog. This is the website. So if you want to actually log on, we got two different ways your music actually gets heard and discussed. Right here live over the telephone, or if you got like iPhone or some kind of application like that, you can actually log on through the internet. And that's at Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com, and then the little slash mark, WDGE Radio. WDGE Radio. Bam, and then you got all the show information. So what I'm going to do, since I got them on the line, people, we're going to go ahead and get into it, since y'all was feeling the vibe first, and let y'all hear the whole song. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got any questions after this before I hang up with them? You know what I'm saying? Y'all just let me know. I'm going to bring it back right after the song, and then we're going to get into some more music. And Freak the Fuck Out Friday, live up in the building, you know what I'm saying? We got all the world on the motherfucking phone right now, you know what I'm saying? Sign out of the calling in later. Oh, yeah, he with the parents, I forgot, my bad. Oh.
TJ, hey, feels so good, man. I appreciate it, man. And, you know, like, I'm, like, lost for words right now, and I appreciate you just letting me have the opportunity to get some shine, and hopefully one day we can meet up again and do some more business. Until then, I'm going to have people call you like crazy requesting.
Hey, that's it, man. Just treat me like goddamn Wild 94.1, but understand it's actually real DJs here.
That's what's up.
Not the goddamn fake shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't vibe with 94.1 or 95.7. Fuck all y'all and suck virtual ass because y'all don't support. So, yeah, that's to the radio stations, you know what I'm saying? They don't support us, though. But anyway, enough of that old violin talk and all that shit. Let's get into the song.
Hey, Ryan, I'm looking for that next top model. So give me your assistance.
So baby, I'ma set you up.
Fight like Trina, swagger like Nicki. Got the girl envying, quit coming piggy. Shorty know she bad, just by the way she walk. Looking at her cover toe, and she let me have her screaming, oh, like a Marianne. Sorry, hun, didn't mean to go that deep in ya. Switch it like a swisher, it's J-Mel the huncho. Twist and shake it, walk around like you at a fashion show. But I'm a judge, and everybody can't be with her, so I do it to see who is for my love. Like a sex tape, baby girl, I can't wait. Like a kid on Christmas Day, the emotions that I'm feeling got me on you like an inmate. Checkmate, baby girl, you safe like a coke bottle.
Endo, so I rolled up on the line, shawty, what it hit for? I gotta call me Castle, and baby, can we get ghosts? I'm talking about pulling off faster than an Enzo. And baby, baby girl, we going to move back to my crib. So baby, I'ma set you up, and you be screaming, oh yeah. First drop your top, and let me work your waistline out. Cause baby, I'm a beast when I'm in those walls. Let me purr that kitten, I got what you need, give me your call. 7 to 7, Ryan Kendrick, yeah.
I can beat it up like a bully in the alley. Balance rotated, never deceiving. If you say that I can have it, boy, you know I got to get it. I never mistreat it, but please it, never ever tease it. I'ma stay the same, I won't change like the time zone. On back to my home, baby, we can get it on. Like the Marvin Gaye song, I like to see you in a thong. Miss Cobado, the next top model. Working for me, drop it low like you about to take it off. Gon' let me break you out, but no, I can't hit you raw. Women lie, men lie, let's just leave it at that. I'm feeling on them, I keep them at them. I'm deep in them. Three more girls, line them up like who to choose. I am digging all of you, I can give you all the lessons like your teachers back in school.
Alright, people, that will do it right there. That is the new jam, new hit single, Next Top Model right there, featuring Ryan Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Mr. J. Mel, the honcho from GA, Give Me a Dollar Entertainment. And, yeah, still got them online, man, if y'all want to hit up a couple more questions, you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all back in the building, Mr. Mike and Marty. Okay, I guess they have their mics muted.
You said we back what?
You back on air. Where you want me back at?
Oh, I was feeling this song. I was like, what?
He gave us some smooth jazz. He went from poor music to 94.73.
Hey,
we
just know,
chilling.
Right, we're doing no, we chilling. You know what I'm saying? If y'all had any more questions or anything, you know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to say that we're going to be doing a model search for VIM Radio, and I would love to use that song.
Yeah, nationwide, all major cities
and
states.
Yep.
We're looking for spokeswomen mainly.
Yeah.
Shaped like Coke bomb.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're looking.
We won't discriminate.
Yeah, we're not discriminating.
Okay. Damn, but they sure would be nice if they all was like Coke bomb.
That would be nice.
Coke kind of, you really know what's up.
You know when to get off the mic. Anyhow, yeah, we could use that song on a video, give him some pub on the video.
Well, hey, there you go. Let me just throw this out there for everybody. He is a member of G-Main, Give Me a Dollar Entertainment. And for booking info, you can hit up gmade863@gmail.com or 863-440-1230. And it is a real number. Yeah. If you have a problem calling motherfuckers, y'all be giving me the numbers and shit.
Yeah.
That's just y'all with somebody else.
I'm sorry, your music made me want to sing.
I have right. A question for the ladies of BMI.
There's a question.
For the lady for VIM or VMI?
VIM.
VIM Radio.
Visions in Motion.
Oh, Visions in Motion. Okay, I got you.
She's
so the 818 number is the number that I can get in contact with you is for the contest or the modest.
That is my direct line.
Okay.
And it is currently working. Oh, did I say that? Did I?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we got it back on. Praise Jesus.
And you know how I go through it. Mama called me every other day and my cell phone be off. What? I don't be giving a damn about that cell phone.
Hey, we've been playing double dutch with the cable and the utilities.
Oh. Well, you know, hey, you got to, you know, like my mama used to do, you know what I'm saying? Put it in the hat, goddammit. Whatever bill come out the hat, that's what motherfuckers get paid for. Shake the hat up. Try to shake the hat up. Today we might motherfucker get to eat with no electricity, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Cold food is good food, if you ask me, you know?
It is.
Get you a candle and some aluminum foil, and you got an instant stove. Yeah, an instant stove. Oh, let me finish throwing this out. And if y'all want to, I don't, you know, who the fuck cares about Wild, but request on Wild 94.1 by texting Next Top Model by J-Mail to 38909 or call 1-888-429-0941. I can't do a three-way call. I would have called their ass right now just to see what the hell happened. Hit them up at myspace.com/gmade863 or follow them on Twitter. Twitter.com/gmade863. And promotion provided by urbanaddictionexposure.com. There you go. Now, what Ryan Kendrick, why I heard that name before?
Ryan, he got a song with Two Pistols, and he's from Temple Bay area. Well, he's from Clearwater, rather.
Yeah, I heard that name before.
Yeah, I mean, just to be on some real nigga shit, man. Like they talking about Javon Black and Shawty, and I mean, shout out to both of them guys. You know, I just made a song with Shawty not too long ago. It's called Cheerio. So once I get that mixed and mastered and everything, you know, you got that.
Yeah, I got Shawty up here. I was pushing Shawty before motherfucker even knew who the fuck Shawty was. You know what I'm saying? That I made it rain. I've been pushing that shit probably over a year now on this radio station. So, you know, and he never called me up, but you know what I'm saying? I know of him. You know what I'm saying? You got good music. Shouts out to him. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people, man, get slept on. One thing, you know, it might be his image. You know what I'm saying? You never know really why people do and don't fuck with people in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Some people's image, you know, just ain't up to par. You know what I'm saying? When you talking about being an R&B artist, you can't be looking like a rap artist. You got to play the part. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I keep telling motherfucking artists, you got to. You see what Krim did when he got on stage? Krim was the tall nigga from Dade County. He from Dade City.
You talking about the dude that thought he was a stripper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now, see, that might have looked outlandish and crazy, but that's performing.
Yeah, that's good.
You feel me? That's called being a performer. It's one thing about being an artist. You're an artist when you enter the studio and you record, but you're a performer when you hit the stage and you're there to entertain. And that's what you are. You're an entertainer. So, I mean, just like fucking Bootsy Collins and George Clinton and all these motherfuckers used to come on stage with big eyeglasses and diapers and all this crazy shit. That's what keeps the crowd coming back and being interested and listening to you. Just you standing up on stage like fat, nasty-ass Rick Ross used to do, you know what I'm saying, get up there with goddamn alcohol stains running down his shirt and thinking that shit looks sexy or cool, you know, I don't ever want to see another fucking concert by
that anybody. Sounds nasty.
That sounds, it was. This is my lasting impression of my first Rick Ross concert. Standing right next to Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying?
You know, when I saw the video of him with the ladies in the bed, I was quite disgusted myself.
Like, come on, people, come on now. So I'm just saying this, you know, when you get up there, you got to entertain. So what Krim did, and I already recommended Krim's name to participate for free, you know what I'm saying, in Louisville, Kentucky. That's why I'm trying to actually take him, because I'll be leaving it in this month. I'll be in Louisville. So y'all going to hear some shows coming from Kentucky. Because that's where I'm actually got DJ gigs at. So So where I go and DJ at, I like to bring an artist to perform at. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, DJ Smells So Good. Do you have a DJ pool?
Do I who?
Do you have a DJ pool?
I could make one. I don't fuck with nobody. Unless it's Blog Talk Radio affiliated, you know what I'm saying? If you really want to fuck with me, get a radio show. Because anybody else, they don't break records. They don't understand what breaking records means, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most artists, you have to find somebody that's dedicated to you. You have to do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn running to 10,000 fucking DJs and handing everybody their music, but you got to have one of them that's going to seriously be dedicated to pushing your music and actually getting it out there.
Well,
because
exactly.
The rest of them, they're going to get it, but then they're just going to set that shit up there. And then when, you know, a bunch of people come into the club, and then when they come up to the DJ booth and actually hear your song, then that's when they'll play it. But before that, they're not going to give it no love. They're going to set that shit to the side, just like happened at the fucking conference. When I handed Grand Evil, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy Sleek Rock CD, and there wasn't no CDs up there. He wasn't doing nothing but playing some commercialized music. So I asked him to play the song. You know what I'm saying? He asked me, was he participating? I said, no. So therefore, that should have been the green light. Let's throw his goddamn CD in. You know what I'm saying? But these are the type of DJs I just do not vibe with. You know, if we had an indie seminar for independent artists, why should you be hearing any T.I., any Jeezy, or anybody commercial?
Absolutely.
On the radio, period.
Absolutely.
That makes no sense.
You know what? I'm gonna. We're definitely gonna have to talk.
Sorry, people. We gotta beam people up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I got you. I keep forgetting I'm on the show. You know, because kicking it with you is fucking crazy. Anyway. But yeah. So that because I'm doing at VIM Radio, we're also doing VIM Music. That is all for independent artists. We're doing a lot of work with independent artists. All the time that I make a video for Visions of Motion, I only use independent artist music. We're doing a DJ pool where, you know, we have music for the DJs to play, and it's all independent artists. So I definitely want you to get involved in that because that's really what it's about. And there's not too many people out there that are really passionate about really helping, like, the people that really need the help. You know what I mean? It's like they're only helping the people that got money. The people, it's like I'm not trying to, what am I going to play Jay-Z for? He don't need me, but these independent artist people need me. You know what I mean? So it's like that's really what it's about. And I appreciate that you're doing that, DJ Smells So Good. I'm going to give you a round of applause on my show today for that.
All right. You already
I'm
know.
I'm
going to
give you a round of applause, too.
You already know.
Shit, I've been helping out independent artists, too.
You goddamn right. Because you're a fucking independent artist, goddammit. And let me tell y'all something, man. This brother right here, Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, is the first motherfucker I've ever met. I mean, in my life, that has been true to the same type of shit that I do. Even though he's an artist, he stepped up, you know what I'm saying, and he stepped into the arena to be a host, you know. And, and that's just very important, you know what I'm saying. You have to develop your craft. You ain't going to be an artist for the rest of your life. You got to have something to fall back on. You got to have other mediums to get your music out there. So being that he a radio show host now, he don't just play his shit, but he gets a chance to play his shit.
Right. That's the smartest thing.
I tell people that all the time.
I'm Goofy Bone. You need to come on over to VIM Radio if you're not already affiliated with the network so that we can get you some pub and get you out there because that's really what it's about. And I plan on being, I mean, if you're not down with VIM Radio, you're not down with nobody. That's what I'm doing. That's what's happening right now. DJ Smells So Good, I'm still waiting on you.
You know what time it is.
Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Pride alongside my international co-host, I and I. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Martin Thornett and Mr. Mike doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
We're gonna make it official. How about that? Because I don't know if you and Goofy Bone know, But Mike and I have a multi-million dollar client that is providing us with our first VIM new media broadcasting studio. So we're going to be broadcasting live from our own studios. We're going to be doing the radio broadcast and the video broadcast from there. And a lot of things are happening. So I know for sure that I want Goofy Bone and DJ Smell So Good on my team. So we're going to make that happen, like, for real, for real.
Well, Miss Monty Torres, like I've always said, whoever invested in you, they are very smart because you are a woman. You and Mike, you guys have a team that, I mean, you guys get shit done. And I'm just putting it out there. So people who don't know, go to VIM Radio and check them out because they get shit done.
I'm dying over here.
What are you laughing at?
It's crazy.
Sorry about that. You know what I'm saying?
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
Just let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah, you're in that case.
Hey, check your email there, everybody. You know what I'm saying? You got
mail, motherfucker.
Right. Oh, okay, I'm gonna check it now because you said motherfucker, so I better hurry up and go.
So, Monty, how are you and Mike doing today?
Oh, man.
We're doing awesome. We're excited. Yeah, I know y'all are going to come to the show today. We're talking to, look, we're on, where is it that you're at, Goofy Bone? You're in San Jose, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because on Saturday, okay, Fox TV is coming out with a new reality show about swingers.
Let me stop you real quick. I'm sorry, Mark. Let me stop you real quick. J-Mill.
What's up, bro?
I got to get back to the show. If you want to tune in live, hit us up on that number. If not, make sure you have all your friends. Tell a friend to tell a friend to call in.
Man, I appreciate you hitting me up.
You feel me?
Good.
You already know what time it is. The Next Top Model is officially in the emails. You know what I'm saying? So it is in San Jose, California, as we speak. And
hey, J-Mill, your song's getting played worldwide, brother. Not only on his show, but on my show. When we say worldwide, oh, and Miss Monty Torres, too, the VIM Radio. When we say worldwide, we really mean worldwide. I had an email from a doctor in North Korea. They listen to my show while they do operations.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's why the motherfuckers is fucked up in Korea right now. Oh, my bad.
Hater.
I think y'all was listening. Oh, yeah. Hey, Goofy, give me your show information real quick.
I have a show on blogtalkradio.com called 186. Deuce. The Worldwide Radio Show, and when we say it's worldwide, we mean it's worldwide.
Worldwide.
So, I mean, you can check us out every Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 11 in the Central, and 12 a.m. on the East Coast. Like I say, you can find me on blogtalkradio.com/goofybone or Google 186.DUCE. Plain and simple.
Google what?
186.DUCE.
All right, well, that's a bit.
But
and like I said, the more you tell your friends, I mean, for real, you got, you know, a couple of other homeboys that rap, that have a little network, so shoot us their music. Because the only way that you're going to get heard is through people like us. Because if it's just sitting there, like I got a couple of homeboys in San Jose, they're rappers and all this stuff. But they're sitting on their product acting like it's going to grow. If you don't grow it out there, if you don't, you know, have some promotion on yourself, no one's going to hear you. No one's going to give a damn. You can't just plant your CD in the ground and watch it grow. It's not going to happen. You got to go out there and do your own. You know what I mean? Not many of us could have a multi-million dollar person to sponsor us, if you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, but you can have an Infiniere to sponsor you, and that's me, baby.
That's damn right.
And I'll be glad to be sponsored by the beautiful, lovely Miss Monty Torres. But like I said, homeboy, we're over here representing for you. Our radio stations are nothing but for the independent artists. Plain and simple.
Yeah. Hopefully one day Tyra will be listening, and then she'll hear a little song.
Cool that?
Thanks.
Oh, Tyrus, thanks. She all right. She all right.
Hey, we having swingers on our show today, y'all.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Hey, let me hang out with you there, the J-Mail, you know what I'm saying, so she can get her info out. And I'm going to get back at you, brother, all right?
All right, bro, man. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right. Thanks, man, for the call, brother. All right.
Okay, so the producer of the reality radio show, his name is Flash Larry Flash Jenkins. From the Jenkins Boys.
That don't sound a throwback.
Oh, because he...
Larry Flash Jenkins.
He was the guy, he was one of the actors in The White Shadow.
Oh, not the Larry Flint movie?
No.
Oh.
But he knows all about
the
lifestyle.
That you know about that, though. That's surprising.
Hey, that's what he's going to be talking about today on the show. That's why they got him to be the producer.
What?
So they're coming on the show today. He's bringing some of the couples on the show today. And we're going to get Freak Nasty on That's My Word Radio Show.
Freak Nasty.
You guys never get Freak Nasty on your show, Marty. Come on now.
Of course we do. Whenever, if I have a reason to, because usually Mike won't let me go into it unless it's a valid topic. And we had Sarah J on the show. Remember the porn star with the big old giant boobies? We had her on, and Luscious Louie. She's another porn star. But, you know, I have a different way of, you know, y'all know how I do my show. But
very professional. They're gonna have a show about him doing what?
No, they're gonna be telling us what this swingers reality show is about. So we're basically gonna be going into the lives of what swingers do. But he said that these swingers are not like your regular swingers that just be looking all crazy. He said he got some of the finest swingers ever.
So when you say swingers, you mean that people play both sides of the fence, or you just mean that people just go around and bone everybody?
Well, usually, and I guess because I am not a swinger myself, only from my research, I can say that there are swingers where it's just strictly the women with the men, not men with not everybody. You know what I mean? So it depends on what it is that they like. But most swingers, yeah, it's like couples and they have other people that they have sex with.
Most are married, though, right?
What?
But most of them are married, right?
I don't know if they are married. These are great questions. I'm gonna have to ask them on the show.
Violating fucking the sacred bonds of marriage, you nasty motherfuckers.
What did you say?
God damn it! Don't have him come on your show. I'm cutting his ass out for promote some shit like that. That's
no, but
wrong.
Damn
it! If your ass is married, you need to stay married. Strictly diggly or strictly pussy for your own motherfucking kind. All that shit.
Just wait. What if your wife?
Swabbing all that.
Okay, DJ Smells So Good.
No.
Let's say you married, and your wife wants you play with another woman.
But you're married.
Damn,
you're not even supposed to go that route.
Thank
you're supposed
you.
To
you
be married.
Be thinking of no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is you? I'm gonna ask you. What the fuck is you thinking? And then that's when they have a whole shift in the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I ain't going to be a bigot. I ain't going to be a bigot right now. I'll tell you right now, I do sleep with a lot of married women. But their husbands don't know. They're not swingers. They're just, you know, playing the field.
Okay.
For me, I would say whatever they want to do, because, see, a lot of marriages mess up because people are not able to talk about how they feel and, you know, talk about their innermost secret desires. And so if you're with your partner, your husband, your wife, whatever, and in your relationship you choose that you want to go, you know, bring somebody into it, then why is that a problem to anybody else?
It's not a problem to me. It's a problem to just me personally.
Well,
I don't personally.
Well, getting married then.
That to me is a violation of our trust and our relationship. Anytime you bring it in an outside force, you telling me.
I'm not saying that she would bring it in, but would you have a problem if your wife felt, you know, a desire like that and she told you, You know, that now you have it open where you can talk about it and you can tell her how you feel, but, I mean, you don't have to do it. Obviously, you're not the kind of person that would want to do that. That's not your thing. But is it wrong for it to be somebody else's thing?
No, but I'm saying when it comes to me, if they're just a couple boyfriend girlfriend, that's one thing. But once you put that wedding ring on, that is a symbol of
trust. And you
trust,
go under God and you say, God, I'm going to be with this person for the rest of my life.
Come on, man, through sickness or health, better for worse, goddammit. Not if he wants to fuck somebody or if I want to fuck somebody. That's just a physical feeling. Sex is just a physical feeling that's temporary. But it's going
right.
to have a forever emotional effect on your relationship. Y'all be sitting around a year or two later, only did it one time, and a year or two later, oh, you remember when you motherfucking slept with that
kid? But see, people like that,
you
got to be secure in a relationship to be able to do something like that. I guess my thing is, you know, God is everywhere all the time. God already knows what's going on. God is there, Goofy Bone, when you sitting there sleeping with women that are married. That's wrong under the eyes of God. So that's what it is. It's not about...
I know. I made my bed, and I'm going to sleep in it one day. So
that's
I already know where I'm going.
Right.
Married woman, man. Fool around, fall asleep, get woke up with a knife on your ass.
Yeah, you need to definitely be careful with that one, Goofy Bone.
Be careful. Heard about EPMD.
But, the EPMD, they say he jumped out a window.
Creepy story.
Yeah. My whole thing is just more about judgment. I'm all for it. If it makes you happy, then go for it. Because when it comes down to the end of your life, you're the one who has to deal with you. Just like Goofy Bone said, you made your bed, you're going to lie in it. So I just, you know, I always leave it open for everybody to make their choices and do what they want. Because they're going to do it anyway. There's just some people that are going to do it behind closed doors. There's some people that are going to do it out in the open, and everybody is going to have an opinion about it. But the only thing that ever really matters is the way that you feel about it, because you and God are the ones that got that real solid relationship. Whether you believe in them or not, it's still solid. You may not know it, but your consequences are going to make you find out. So,
goddamn,
you know, I like to let everybody do what they're going to do.
You know, I reserve that relationship talk for y'all shows. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about it.
You
know.
Yo, you don't have to come on the show.
There ain't nothing sucking and fucking on this show. Sucking and fucking or swallowing. If you ain't doing none of the above, goddammit, then keep it fucking moving.
The Bible?
Ah, he's talking about everything.
He's talking about in your marriage, right, Goofy Bone?
Talking about who?
Not Goofy Bone, I mean, smell so good. He's talking about sucking and fucking in your marriage.
Well, if you ain't doing that in your marriage, that's what the fuck wrong with your marriage anyway. Shit.
But not before.
How you going to be a freak in the sheets and then get married and now you got their mother may I and shit?
You freak in the street. You doing
if you marry the porn queen, goddammit, then that porn queen needs to be a porn queen because the pussy's worn out.
Oh, damn.
That's my feeling. If you like fucking before we got married, there shouldn't be no stoppage in that, though.
Yeah, but if you believe in it and you live it all by the Bible, you ain't supposed to be fucking outside marriage no way.
You ain't. Damn right. That's why
you don't want to bring the Bible in.
Boy, here y'all go. Hey, I got a few
We love you, DJ Smell So Good.
But he don't want to.
Are you gonna come and learn about threesomes on our show today?
Yeah, I'll be right there. All right, we talking about swanging and whatever we swanging over at the Mari Torres show later on today, man. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. That's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my side. That's for all my people. You know what I'm saying?
I always wanted to ask a girl in a threesome when, you know, say I'm hitting one girl and the other girl's watching. What are you feeling at that time? Never mind, people.
We'll come back to that question after these brief messages. Right. Check it out, people. After this song, man, we got another news of the day coming up at the top of the hour, anothernewsday.com.
Nigga, I'm high rent, now it's a woman for the mind. High rent, now it's a woman for the mind. High rent, now it's a woman for the mind. I'm a one of mine. I'm a one of mine. I'm a one of mine.
Over there,
she down for the fuck. And that one over there, she a fucking nigga up. And that one looking out of sack through her ass crack. And that one love to get beat down from the back. And that one over there, yeah, she caught with the bitch. But if the game right, she'll steal at the head. And that one over there, man, she down for whatever. Put the pussy over, let the whole team head out. But that bitch there, she all about the bread. If your money right, get some good slow head. That bitch there, she ain't nothing but a tread. That's the type of hoe you don't wanna fuck with. But that bitch there, she got a little class. But get on the lick, she'll be giving up the ass. If you're not an entertainment, then your ass won't hear. Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the mind. High rat, now the woman for the mind. High rat, now the woman for the mind. I'm a one of mine.
Walked in the club, don't know Joe.
And now I'm about to expose these hoes. That bitch there, she don't suck dick. Not for the free, but she'll suck a dick for a dick.
That there, is what I call bad.
And that shit behind her, that's what I call ass.
And that bitch there, that's what I call a eater.
The sucker like a sucker nigga, nigga wanna beat her.
Bitch, I'm a pro, so I know these hoes.
Fuck with her, so I can expose these hoes.
Some of them in the club, and that girlfriend club.
And she don't wanna dance, cause her shoes hurt her toes.
And that there, she'll let a nigga be. I call them hoes, that a freak out of weed.
And that bitch there, nigga, that's a bitch to get.
You know the type of hoe that gets that exclusive shit.
Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the mile. High rat, now the woman for the mile. High rat, now the woman for the mile. I'm a for the mile. I'm a for the mile.
That nigga there, big bank roll. That nigga there, keep pounds on the drone. That nigga there, eat it all night. But that nigga there, like to beat it all night. That nigga there, buying out the bar. But that nigga there, wanna ride in your car. That nigga there, lame as a mug. He the one that always wanna hang in the club. That nigga there, got a bunch of kids. Always trying to tell you ain't none of them his. And that nigga there, he always in jail. Claim he got dope, but ain't never got bail. That nigga there, throwing up wounds. But that nigga there, he ain't throwing up none. And that nigga there, nothing but a bum. But that nigga right there, tell him he could get some, hey.
Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the mile. High rat, now the woman for the mile. High rat, now the woman for the mile. I'm a for the mile. I'm a one of mine.
Right there, she don't suck dick. And that bitch there, she ain't nothing but a trick. And that bitch there, she fuck hoes. And that bitch there, got a mouth full of goals. And that bitch there, fuck in the club. Follow everything when she suck a nigga up. That bitch there, body on blast. Any bit of waste with a whole lot of ass.
Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the mile. High rat, now the woman for the mile. High rat, now the woman for the mile. I'm a one of mine. I'm a one of mine.
Nigga, I'm high rat, now the woman for the mile.
Now the woman for the mile. I rent. Now the woman for the mile. I'm a for the mile. I'm a for the mile.
God damn it, mother shit ass, and a lot more words. Man, y'all got to hold on. Something just fucking happened. Shit.
My life don't got better since I've been on crack. My life don't got better since I've been on crack. My life
don't
got better since I've been on crack.
I never dreamed it would be like this.
Don't the king up in this jungle. Crack fiends on half brains are worse than animals. Walking the streets on a late, late night. Collecting cans for recyclers so they could get high. The seed, the pipe, and the light is all you need. To send you to an outer space that you never dreamed. To some of my customers, this the way of life. Lighting the end and inhaling from their favorite pipe. Sitting back on the streets with nowhere to go. Real life zombies looking for that blow. Women sucking for bitch. Men attacking like blitz, risking their lives just for that little hit. Unstoppable minded, only out for one thing. People like this just show no shame. As your body shrunk up and your face is fucked up, you're looking in the mirror asking yourself, what's up?
Every day of the week, they some fiends in the streets, they don't need but sleep, just giving head on.
on the side just for another blow. They don't get to choose your life, that's just the way it goes. They rub every second that this earth can have. They think they're doing good till they get the bad back. The drug dealer don't give a shit, it's a fact. He gotta make his money any way he can. It's a fuck situation when they could've went the other way. Now they live their lives getting high in the alleyway, wishing that they rot in hell when they leave this earth. Don't know why they do it, it's a goddamn curse. They say once you do it, ain't a person going back. That's why you best believe I said no to crack. Cause it's a rich man's eye and a poor man's dream. Keep fucking with that crack, you'll be 6 feet deep.
Back up in this mood, Nika. And this month's language people is Haitian Creole. So, allo and Komen Dwi to you. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get down. All right. What we do at this time of the hour, man, we bring you news from around the world, different articles, funny shit that doesn't happen to people, places, and things. And we give out some awards here too, so if you might hear some awards here every now and then, don't be scared, people. Don't be scared. Over here in Washington D.C., aka Washington Dicks on Chicks, that's what we call them. You know what I'm saying? Bunch of dicks on chicks. Yeah, that's what the fuck they are. 89,000 stimulus payments went to dead people or prisoners. I know I wasn't expecting to get none of that shit anyway, so motherfuck that stimulus. Stimulate these. A government investigator says 89,000 stimulus payments of $250 each went to people who were either dead or in prison. And they can really use the money. Yeah.
The Social Security Administration's Inspector General said in a report that $18 million went to 72,000 people who were dead. And the report said that $4.3 million went to a little more than 17,000 prison inmates who could really use that on their books because racks are high nowadays. Not that I know what a rack is. You know what I'm saying? Right. Matter of fact, fuck that. You get a government award. You started saying off getting the government award, you know what I'm saying? Because there ain't no way that y'all keep talking about all the stimulus money that went out has been erroneously sent here and sent there, but y'all can't send it to the right fucking place. Right. There you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Moving on to Massachusetts, where the state is spending $92,000 per horse for a fucking horse bridge. Sounds like a Sarah Palin type action. Bridge to Nowhere. The span known as the Horse Bridge crosses over Route 24 in Randolph and is being rebuilt for $4.6 million up from its original price tag of $2.6 million. It connects one portion of the 238-acre Blue Hills Reservation with another and is potentially used by the 30 or so horses at Mullis's farm.
What's the deal
and
on
by about
the
20 horses at a neighboring farm. That means
too
that
funny.
The state is paying about $92,000 per horse to fund the $4.6 million
horse
bridge.
Yeah, those are the same ones. Those are cheap, right?
That lets you know that the state got a lot of fucking money to waste. You know what I'm saying? That's what that's saying. Pot buyer.
What's up? We live at DVS Customs in the wonderful city of San Jose. Oh, we live on the radio on the Stasha Smelly Fry. I'm over here with the owner, operator, Dave Romero.
Shout captain. Out to Dave Camaro. You know what I'm saying? Tell him I like Camaro. They're nice cars.
Santa Cruz.
Did he say Camaro? Wait a minute. He's a Camaro? He's a coin. Shout out to Dave Camaro, the coin. Coin man. Anyway, Kawasaki to you, all my South Koreans out there. El Toyota to you or something like that. Happiness preacher. Commit suicide. You know the funny shit was I see on TV now they got a Korean dude down here that's a preacher, and every time he be like, "How are you, y'all? Hey man, hey man, can I get a hey man?" That is hey man, motherfuckers, hey man. That ain't no hey man. Can I get a hey man? How are you, y'all? Oh, man, I'm sorry, Lord. Don't strike me down. South Korean television personality known as the Happiness Preacher and her husband were found dead in a motel room in an apparent joint suicide. A motel employee in the town of Goyang, north of Seoul, found Choi Yoon-hee. What kind of name y'all got, man? 63 and her 72-year-old husband hanging in their room. Choi wrote about 20 books about happiness and hope and earned her nickname for inspiring people to live happily through her TV programs. Jason, I wasn't that happy, motherfucker. He committed suicide. Yeah, and come on, people. This is what I still don't understand. How do you hang yourself? Just like they said, David Carradine, you know what I'm saying, killed himself with his goddamn balls tied around to his neck and his hands bound behind his motherfucking back. But that's suicide. Right. I'll buy that for $4. Yeah. Anyway, over here in West Haven, dude who looks just like Buckwheat's older brother. Yeah. Man bites police dog. That's how we get down. In West Haven? No, I ain't in Florida. Good. Roderick Lewis, 23, walked toward Officer Scott Bloom and reached into his waistband. The officer grabbed Lewis's arm and told him to stop. That's when Lewis punched Officer Bloom in the face, Onyx, the police dog, jumped from Bloom's cruiser and attacked the suspect, latching onto his leg, but then Lewis did his own chomping, biting into the dog's side, and Lewis didn't go let go until the officer had to physically pull him off the dog. God damn, he looked like a dog in his motherfucking self.
Damn.
That's too crazy. But here you go, fella.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. And we're moving. Over here in India. And now I don't think we covered India yet. We'll be covering you guys coming up soon. India angry. TV host mocks name of chief minister. So what? They do that about Obama every fucking day. Nobody's even mad about that shit. But yeah, India has condemned a New Zealand TV host for mocking the surname of New Delhi's chief minister, Sheila Dixit. Right. Oh, man. People, Dixit. Yeah, that's her last name. Dixit. D-I-K shit. Dixit. You just lucky I ain't on no damn TV, because, wow, you would have seen the a true embarrassment that I would have been laughing by talking about your goddamn name. That you would have been suffering, because I wouldn't have given a shit where you came from. But anyway, India summoned New Zealand's high commissioner to complain about what it said were racist remarks made by breakfast show host Paul Henry. Henry saying repeatedly ridiculed Miss Dixit's name on air, saying, "I've known about her for a while, and I've been laughing ever since." Listen, people, if you name your children anything, dick and shit don't need to go into the name. At least not over here in America, because, yeah. Wow. Anyways, over in Arizona, man stabbed by friends who wanted to suck his blood. Yeah. Right. Police say a man was stabbed for refusing to let two of his friends suck his blood. Suck my ass, gay-ass motherfucker. What the hell is wrong with you stupid motherfuckers, man? Aaron Homer, 24, and Amanda Wilmanson, 21, are reportedly into vampire stuff and paganism. The victim, identified as 25-year-old Robert Maley, says he has let his friends suck his blood on previous occasions, but refused this time and was then allegedly stabbed in the arm. What the fuck is up with you stupid motherfuckers, man? You gonna let a bitch that don't even brush their motherfucking teeth put their teeth and bite into you? Ooh. That is nasty. No, Heavenly Angel is not a show host. She is just a fan. She is located in Seattle, Washington. But she is a regular on this show. She is the show sidekick. And thank you very much. To the so-called vampire, whatever the fuck y'all trying to do.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, come on, people. Come on. But this is Halloween time, so yeah. I guess that would come out. Right. Oh, shit. Guess where we're at, people? In Las Vegas. We'll be heading there November 12th through the 15th for the second annual Trilateral Commission Radio Host Reunion, sponsored by DJ Smell So Good and Mr. Goofy Bone. And Sadie Baby Powder Fresh Jig, we get his punk ass out of Texas down there. We'll see this time. But anyways, man is facing eviction, sets his apartment on fire. And the dude look like he on crack if you ask me, but I'm not going to go there. Man facing eviction allegedly started a fire in his apartment that caused $100,000 in damage. Charles Edward King, 46, who allegedly told investigators that he started the blaze and was smoking crack when he did it. Oh, no, not really. But should have been smoking crack. Will be charged with first-degree arson, and the apartment manager said King was behind on his rent payments and was on the verge of eviction if he didn't catch up on bills. Yes, he should have went and gambled, brother. That's what the casino's there for. Take your money. In Peru, and this is, women, and this is strictly for you dumbass women out there that seem to find love behind bars. Like, you can't find no security in a motherfucker walking freely in the street. All right? Y'all need to get a motherfucking life. Get a fucking life. Damn. In Peru, Joran, whatever the fuck his name is, Vandersloot, received several marriage offers. Yeah. Y'all some dumbass. God, y'all some dumbass motherfucking women, man. What the fuck is really going on? Accused killer, Vandersloot, says he's received several marriage offers from women while jailed in Lima, Peru, where he is awaiting trial for allegedly killing a woman in his hotel room. One of them even wants me to get her pregnant. Day Telegraph newspaper quoted Vandersloot as saying, Vandersloot, 22, has been charged with the premeditated murder of 21-year-old Flores in his hotel room in Lima, Peru, 5 years to the day after the 2005 disappearance of U.S. teenager Natalie Holloway in Aruba. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I'm going to stab the fuck out of you and kill you, bitch. That's what happened to your ass, shit. You dumbass fucking females, I don't know what the hell y'all smoking on. Get off of the crack, people. Get off of the crack. All right. Anyways, over here in New Orleans, stressed by the oil spill, call the de-stress line and talk. Yeah. A toll-free helpline has been set up for people who need help from behavioral health care professionals in the wake of the BP oil spill. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has set up the oil spill distress line using BP funds. The number to call is 1-800-985-5990. HHS says callers will be linked to a crisis center. Well, let's find out, shall we? Yes, we shall. All right, here we go, people. We're calling, see what the hell happens.
Distress Helpline. We're here to support residents of the Gulf Coast in emotional distress as a result of the oil spill. We'll now route you to the nearest Gulf Coast Helpline Center. Thanks for calling.
You have reached the Oil Spill Distress Helpline. Continue to hold for the next available counselor. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance.
Please wait while I try that extension.
It's actually a helpline. Hello. Thank you for calling the helpline. How can I help you? Hello, this is the BP Oil Helpline, Crisis Line. How can I help you? Hello, caller. Yes, caller. Are you in crisis? Do you need to speak with someone? I am here to help. How can I help you? Yes, caller. Have you been spilled on? Have you had oil spilled on you in the last 24 hours? Would you like oil spilled on you? Ah, too funny, people. Too funny. Well, it's actually a helpline, but I don't think you're going to be getting too much help on that line. And Heavenly Angel, you're more than just a friend there, lady, all right? You're everything. You are my everything. Anyway, going over here to New York. Someone stole hot dog vendor's trailer. A New York State hot dog vendor said his livelihood is in danger after someone stole his hot dog trailer from its usual location. Fred Martucci, 54, proprietor of Francis Franks in Orangeburg, said he had been working at his business for 9 hours a day, 6 days a week, for more than a year before the trailer was stolen. Surveillance footage depicts three men cutting locks and stealing the trailer. I still don't understand it. Y'all motherfuckers got video cameras. We're in 2010, people. Video cameras can see the goddamn space, but you motherfuckers can't see three punk-ass motherfuckers stealing a goddamn hot dog car. I'll buy that for a dollar. Anyway, you punk-ass motherfuckers in the war. Here you go.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Right. I got a couple more people, and then we're getting back into the music. You already know what time it is. Over here in Philadelphia, cops steal drugs from couriers and give them to a dealer to sell. Well, that sounds like Florida police. Yeah. It started 2 weeks ago with an informant's tip developed during a state drug investigation. A couple of Philadelphia cops had become too cozy with a dealer. Although the officers patrol a section of North Philadelphia brimming with temptation, no one at the time suspected them of being dirty. Right. But once investigators began looking into the activities of Officer Sean Oliveira and his partner, Christopher Luciano, the two appeared to be stealing drugs from couriers and giving them to a dealer to sell. Right. I wouldn't call y'all slicker than a can of oil, but, yeah. Motherfuckers got caught.
Lying piece of sack of shit. Slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. All right, moving on in Winston-Salem. Mary wearing Obama mask. Robbed convenience store. That's funny, people. Owing to me, probably, but yeah. A quick glance at surveillance video taken inside a local convenience store might lead someone to believe the 44th president of the United States committed a crime. Yeah, police said Mitchell Walters, 29, of Lexington, was wearing a mask of President Barack Obama when he robbed the Sheets on Somerset Center Drive. Walters was arrested and charged with armed robbery. And why not impersonation of the president? Right. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to the sponsors, Coors Light. Yeah, pretty nasty beer, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Big ups to Miss Monty Torres, you know what I'm saying? Just a fan over here. Hell no, woman. You are so beautiful to me. Oh. All right. Keep this shit moving. In Michigan, piano players arrested. Okay. In front of police headquarters. Grand Rapids police say they found a man wanted for home invasion right in front of their headquarters. Yeah, dumbass Xavier Ross, 19, was wanted on a felony burglary charge. Officers say a man was out in front of the Grand Rapids Police headquarters playing chopsticks repeatedly on a piano placed there for art prize. A sergeant was about to arrest the man for creating a disturbance, but another officer reporting for his night shift recognized the piano player. Boy, this motherfucker say, fuck it, I got off this phone, play a funky tune until I get arrested. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Damn, that was you. All right, well, anyway. Let's see. Let's be a little light on you. You did turn yourself in virtually.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yes, people. Yes, yes. Sit in front of the damn police station without even turning yourself in. Yeah, you got to be a little nutball there. And that will do it, people, for the Nutty News of the Day. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. You know what I mean? The world.
Tenet!
Uh-oh, I hear a tsunami is coming in town down here in Tampa, Florida. Everybody might want to pack up and make sure you head to your local club to get some barbecue. Oh. You already know what time it is. What happened, Captain? What the dude don't do?
Then they make you do what they want to do.
Yeah,
all day long.
Yeah, man. What's happening in your side of the hood right now?
We just talking about this inside, walking up to that motherfucker find it.
Know that. Who the fuck is hitting me up, goddamn? All right, somebody calling me on the back line, people. You know I have to take that call. And but before I do, let's see what we got here. Dig into my repertoire of new shit. You know what I'm saying? Dig into my repertoire. Real quick, let me answer the back line. I'm coming right back at y'all. This is my homeboy, Sleep Rock. Representing Tampa, Florida, 2929 and 22nd Street. You know what I'm saying? It's called Straight Ballin' Part 3. Right here live, WDGE Radio.
Chill. Sleep Rhythm. Good Life Rapper. Straight Ballin' Part 3. Rest in peace to the homie Paul. A good nigga on top. Seen the boy's guns in the drop. Come straight ballin' like pop. Like pop. Oh no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on top? Seen the boy's guns in the drop. Come straight ballin' like pop. Like pop. Just right here, strictly for the haters. I'm G to the T, in the throw by rhythm. Long life, did it, yeah. Yeah, your number one pill. You hit it for the ruckus, but you bust a chain pay. Feel the time to the bullet. That's my city. And these killers in my hood ain't showing no pity. I'm the top dog, so you know they rich. And just leave your ass up for wearing Ebo City. Going to my hood, I can shitty if you want. And watch how I get silly with the pump. Disrespect, just to keep that and get your ass stumped. On the reason that's something that you niggas don't want. I know you lames in the industry, in it. They can't tell one of you like this foot in it. Good time will be gone if you don't mind your own. It's a good life, baby, sitting pretty on chrome. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. To see a good nigga on the top. See the butter cuts in the drop. Cut straight ballin' like pop. Like pop. Oh no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the butter cuts in the drop. Cut straight ballin' like pop. Like pop. Oh no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the butter cuts in the drop. Cut straight ballin' like pop. Oh no, got your eyes on me. To see a good nigga on top. See the boy the guts in the drop. Cause I'm straight ballin' like pop. Tell I'm the type of nigga stay holdin' it down. Hold my own shit when I'm rollin' around. And when I'm out clubbin', I be hopin' they climb. Cause I got some 5-5 that I'm hopin' they find. Good rods, let loose, block for the deuce. And when I lock and load it, I'ma let loose. So I hope you got on your wetsuit. Cause I'ma show you how I read back to high bed new. CGGs, fuck your bitch up. My dick nuts. You know they stay out of sight, out of mind. But since my dick in the mouth, had to write a line. What? Once we get dealt with, one at a time. Trust no evidence when I left my nine. But mine at ease, I'm letting this pine puff. Thought she had a dime, but the bitch was just a fine slut. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the buddy
come straight ballin' like Park, like Penn. Oh no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? Even with the guts in the drop. Come straight ballin' like Park, like Penn. Oh no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top?
Change. Use a motherfucking lie because we online right now. But I tell you what, this is how I do my shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers talking about they be calling me and shit. You don't be calling me, motherfucker. You know what I am? I call you, goddammit. It don't matter to me. Then I get, damn, y'all hold on a second. Let me do something real quick. Let me call motherfucking Krim ass up. Let me beam everybody up in here. I got to make a quick phone call. Put some porn music on. Y'all hold on a quick second. Let me do this shit here. Yeah.
Timmy!
All right, hold on a quick second, people. Y'all check this out. Hold on. Motherfucker talking about he calling the goddamn show number. You ain't calling the motherfucking show number. But the show will call you, goddamn.
Hello?
No motherfucking hello. Goddamn, get your ass on this show. That's what you do.
What up, fool?
Shit. The hell I gotta call you from the show for? Yeah, like, you don't know the number.
Man, I called the show.
Well, what number you called?
The 347-237-5155.
5125.
5125.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. You ain't never called no 55.
55.
Yeah, you hear. You hear people. God damn right. The world listening to you. It's an embarrassing moment right now for Crime City Records.
Oh, y'all damn it.
Ah, man. What's happening, man?
What the hell is going on here?
Let J Mills, you know what I'm saying, comment. I say, you remember the nigga from the seminar and shit? Krim, you know what I'm saying? He talking about, yeah, the nigga that was acting like a stripper. I say, yeah. I say that's my definition of a performer. You know what I'm saying? That's really about his shit. He's like, yeah, I felt him. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I was like, that's real entertainment to me. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah, that's real entertainment. That's true. That's what y'all motherfuckers need to step the game up to. You know what I'm saying? Start getting some props or something to bring on stage or something.
Oh, I got all that. I just wasn't, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
There's a perfect time for that.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't want that. That wasn't no fan base around that. That was all artists, so you don't want artists biting your shit, you know what I'm saying?
It was fucking NR, not for the artists.
Yeah, it was fucking NR.
I had out about all that.
Shit on all you niggas. I got
the prop.
I got the prop on all you niggas. Oh, yeah, you already know how we do. Hey, let me give y'all some info just because I got y'all on the line real quick. Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Atonement, Reconciliation, and Responsibility, is coming in town Sunday, October 17th at the Tampa Convention Center. Doors open at 2 p.m. Program starts at 2 p.m. Live. And you can go visit www.nolorg or call 888-540-6773. 333 South Franklin Street, Tampa, Florida, 33602. Now, only thing I got to say about them motherfuckers is, why the hell you don't never see the goddamn so-called Muslim movement, you know what I'm saying, out anytime throughout the motherfucking year, doing any kind of community activity? You know what I'm saying? But now that goddamn motherfucking Farrakhan want to come and say a few words and shit, and now these some bitches out like gangbusters. I mean, they out in every fucking little shopping mall. You know what I'm saying? Out in the goddamn front of everything. You know what I'm saying? Trying to hand out flyers and sell newspapers and shit. Come on, man. I don't be with that shit. You're going to be truly involved in your community. Be involved in your community. You know what I'm saying? But and then y'all should be speaking every fucking week. Damn, Minister Farrakhan got to come down here once a blue moon to come and say some fucking words. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's some bullshit, man. That to me is called dick ride. You know, that's dick ride. Y'all motherfuckers dick ride. Now you want to drum the troops up and shit. And then call that shit crazy. I don't know what the fuck people
think. I'm going to get me a vendor table and sell Cooper Caps and pork rinds.
And for real. You know what I'm saying? I got pork soda. Goddamn it. Fuck right. Mm-hmm. Got diet pork soda for all you motherfucking, you know, that don't want too much pork in your diet. I'm going to come wearing pig soup, goddammit. Made of pure pork. You motherfuckers, man. That shit pissed me off. I like that. You know. But anyway, just hitting you up, you know what I'm saying? 8 minutes left to the show, giving you the right number. Let's freak the fuck out Friday. We had Mr. J. Mill on the show earlier with the Next Top Model joint, you know what I'm saying? And got him hooked up with a couple of people on different networks, on different shows, you know. And that's why we get down. Matter of fact, did you see me that I got dunked? You didn't see me that.
I'm a hand up over that one.
I got dunked, nigga.
I got a Pegasus tonight.
And who?
That Pegasus on 30th Street.
What's it called?
Pegasus. It's called from Bush Guard on 30th. It's on 30th Street.
Called Pegasus?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard that one. Black club, white club.
So what the white folks do, they fans and shit. But Universal Republic got a showcase over there tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, who the fuck is that?
Universal Republic?
Yeah.
That's a low end on Universal Records.
Oh, okay. The affiliate of them or something? Or like that Nappy Boy Digital. That ain't Nappy Boy Records.
Yeah.
It's just a affiliate using that Nappy Boy name.
Yeah, they're like Island Def Jam. You know what I mean? It's affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, they got their rock and roll group. You know what I mean? It's mostly rock and roll shit they fit me in because they think that, you know what I mean, that I'm on that level of the rock and roll type shit. The way that I, you know what I'm saying, the way I perform and the beauty that I have and the way that I do my shit. They think that I fit in.
They don't like and tell them, suck on my 9mm, you blue steel lover.
You already know.
Huh? They don't like it. That's my motherfucking line, boy. Suck on my 9mm, you blue steel lover. Oh, goddamn, Chris, that's a motherfucking nigga. Dog, I promise you, dog. You like entertainer of the year, nigga, if I can give you a motherfucking award, dog. I give you goddamn entertainer of the fucking year award, man.
Word about good with me, bro.
No. You already know shit. You got it and you're in rotation. So fuck it. You already know what time it is.
Damn right.
So I got 6 minutes left, man, and I'm getting the fuck up out of here. I got to hit the block early, man. I got to get ready to get down to Kentucky, so... if you got any music pressed up too, man, make sure, you know what I'm saying, drop me off your shit now. I'm telling everybody to give me your goddamn music. When I go down here, I'm gonna be at Moorhead College. You know what I'm saying? Doing the tailgate party. I'm going to be at the little comedy show down there. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm coming back probably about a day or two. Then I'm going to Cali. If my money right, I'll be in Cali. You know what I'm saying? Going down to San Jose, California. And then from California, I'm going over to Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? For my show host reunion. So, I mean, I'm trying to take people's music, you know what I'm saying, all these different spots. And if you don't want your shit out there, then fuck it. Don't give it to me, but.
Well, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that that version, that my version of Busting Wide Open called Caught That Pussy Thing. And,
you using the same beat?
No, I got my own beat, but it's like an up-tempo. It's like an up-tempo, you know what I'm saying, but it's gangster. It's gangster. It ain't that funny shit. It ain't no funny beat like that motherfucker and Busting Wide Open. That shit funny to me. So I got a gangster up-tempo club type beat, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm going to give you my version of Busting Wide Open.
Mm. Right.
I said Busting Wide Open, I said Cock That Pussy Back.
Cock That Pussy Back.
Yeah.
Right. If you can't get any then you Man, Goofy Ball. Hey, Goofy, didn't I send you what I sent you? Money on my mind.
From who?
From artist named Krim.
Yeah, he used to send me money on my mind and another one.
And handstand.
I don't remember what the song name, but yeah, I remember he sent me money on my mind and another one.
Was it a female? I might look motherfucking no hands. I sucked that dick. Standing on a hand something. I forgot the whole line.
I don't know.
Oh, all right, well.
Well, send me all his music. Shit, this is what I don't like when people send me one track. Send me all your damn tracks. Shit, we got to keep you in rotation.
Yeah, that's real. But if they send me one, goddamn it, that's all I can send you. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like Jay Mills.
I know for you.
You only got one track. You know what I'm saying?
With
you only
artist.
Sent me one track.
I'm gonna hand deliver my whole Leak album to you.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna be the only one with it.
Not really, because if you leak it to me, I'm gonna send that bitch over there to California, goddamn it.
I mean, you're gonna have the original leak topic.
Oh.
Yeah, you do what you wanna do with it, but you know what I mean? That's why it's called leak topic. You can leak that motherfucker when you want to, because that ain't the actual, you know what I mean, actual album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I'm gonna give you that. Then I had the new, you know what I'm saying, the new track, Caught That Pussy Back, and you know what I mean, it's a motion.
I got a new song.
You know, I gotta tell y'all, I just bought one of the hottest albums I've bought in a long time, man. That Chocolate Factory, that R. Kelly, he put it down. I mean, say what you want to say about his scandal, but the music is scandal-proof. You know what I'm saying? And any real fan of R. Kelly would have let that scandal stop him, because if you was paying attention to his music all these years, you might have seen it coming like I did. Go ahead, roll that video.
A new player, man. He'll be good.
Yeah. 40 ounces of malt liquor making me taste something. It rolled around, sitting on doves. Can't lie, I was high on shrubs. Cooling in my Escalade. Man, I'm paid, I got it made. Take me to your special place. Close your eyes, show me your face. I'm gonna piss on it.
I don't even know. Miss Heavenly Angel. You have 90 seconds and you have made it.
Who the fuck's going to tag Googly?
There you go. Bev Lane, what's up, baby? Don't throw up in the phone.
Hey,
girl.
It's your one and only fan.
How you feeling, darling?
Goddamn fan. Did anybody hear me call Heavenly Angel a fan?
Yeah, you did.
Did I ever say that? I've never said you were a fan.
You play back archives.
Huh?
Play back your archives. You'll hear.
Oh, I'm going to listen, all right? I'm going to listen.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, you're a special friend, goddamn.
No,
it.
I'm nobody.
You're my Shelly K. You're
a
woman that I love.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even a sidekick anymore.
Oh,
I don't even get the VIP
treatment.
That's
drama.
Yeah.
It's all drama, people.
Sounds like we're on Mari Torres' show right now. Talking about swangers. Yeah, let's go over there and talk about swangers. Yeah. Anyway, how you feeling, Ms. Heavenly Angel? Everybody, Ms. Heavenly Angel, has been getting over the flu, so, you know, we got to make sure she's all right.
Where is she at? Heavenly Angel, how you feeling?